A former employee of Southwest Key Programs has been convicted of sex crimes against the undocumented kids he once served. On Friday, a jury found 25-year-old Levion Pacheco guilty of 10 charges after a short trial in federal court. For more on this, we are joined by KJZZ's Matthew Casty, who has been following the recent allegations against workers for the Texas-based nonprofit that has received more than $500 million in federal funding just this year. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Lauren.
So first, tell us, when and where did these crimes occur?
They took place between August 2016 and July 2017. We learned about them about a month ago, at the beginning of August, about a month before Mr. Pacheco's trial started, when ProPublica exposed the case. They all happened at the Southwest Key Casa Cocapelli shelter in Mesa, where Pacheco was in charge of looking after immigrant kids. He was found guilty of sexually abusing 7 teenage boys. The federal government closed the facility for a little while after Pacheco was arrested last year. It is now back up and running and can hold about 300 kids.
What do we know about these 7 victims?
Not much, other than they're teenage boys who face potential deportation. I'm told that when the first allegation against Pacheco came out, it sort of opened the floodgates and a bunch more kids came forward. I spoke with a psychologist who works with victims of sex crimes, and she says that's really not uncommon, especially on boys. And the example that she gave was the Jerry Sandusky case up at Penn State, where, you know, victims were silent for years.
So what has Southwest Key's reaction been to this verdict against Pacheco?
They say that they felt grief, you know, that abuse occurred in their facility, but they found comfort in the fact that justice had been served. And they said that testimony during the 7-day trial showed that they had acted immediately when they found out about the first allegation against Pacheco. They suspended him and called police.
So obviously this has led to calls for more oversight. This was a federal contractor, after all, is a federal contractor.
Correct. So around the time Pacheco's story came to light, the State Health Department did inspections of all 13 Southwest Key facilities in Arizona. They found some minor problems, which they plan to fine Southwest Key for, but overall the report sent to Governor Ducey says Southwest Key is operating legally. The state was able to secure some more oversight in the coming year, but there are critics who say it doesn't go far enough. Now, if Arizona wants more oversight beyond the licensing, child behavioral health licensing that it gives to Southwest Key to operate, it's going to have to pass a law. But really, the biggest oversight of Southwest Key comes from the federal government. As you mentioned, Southwest Key is federally contracted, and that comes through the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which is under the Department of Health and Human Services. And the Department of Health and Human Services has its own investigative arm that is currently doing a nationwide review of all shelters that hold undocumented kids.
All right, so what is next, Matt?
Well, we're going to see what happens with the federal investigation. You know, those things can move slow, but the Inspector General, so to speak, is usually quite thorough. Pacheco is scheduled to be sentenced in early December. And then there's also another sex crimes case against a former Southwest Key worker, Fernando Negrete, who worked at the Phoenix facility where you'll remember that First Lady Melania Trump visited in June. Mm-hmm. He's accused of child molestation, sexual abuse, and assault on a child in connection with an alleged incident that occurred the night before the First Lady came to town. Negrete's case is in Maricopa County Superior Court as opposed to federal court where Pacheco's case was, and Negrete has pleaded not guilty.
All right, that's KJZZ's Matthew Casty. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you, Lauren.